Dictation for Brenda Jansson, July 10, 1953. Follow-up for Mrs. Jansson, renal transplant, 2003 from cousin. History of atypical hemolytic atypical hemolytic uremic syndrome at the age of 25. She has metastatic breast cancer with prior bilateral mastectomy. I have not talked to her since August 2022. She follows primarily University of Michigan Transplant Service. It's my understanding that has not seen oncology. Her doctor left office from Midland in the past. Is going to see a new doctor there. Offered her to come in person. She refused. In the past, she has also refused treatment for her cancer, refusing estrogen receptor antagonists, refusing XGEVA, X-G-E-V-A. She says that university is asking to start RNS for anemia. Insurance needs to approve it. They have made no comments about iron. Says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, esophageal reflux, no kidney transplant tenderness. She is compliant with transplant medications, no infection, cloudiness or blood, minimal edema, trying to do low sodium. She's still isolating herself for infection, denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea or oxygen. Review system otherwise is negative. I review medications for transplant, remains on prednisone, tacrolimus. The prior cell set was discontinued. Remains on metoprolol, Lasix, and doxazosin for blood pressure, on cholesterol treatment. At home, weight 125 and blood pressure 142.74. This is down a few pounds from a year ago, 130. She is very pleasant, alert, oriented time 3, able to speak in full sentences without evidence of respiratory distress. No expressive aphasia. Next paragraph. Chemistries in July. Low lymphocytes, anemia 7.9, large red blood cells 107, low platelet count 114, iron deficiency with a ferritin 40, saturation 14%, kidney transplant at 2.6, which has very slowly progressive over time, for a GFR presently of 19, stage 4, a normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 21, a low sodium 133, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus less than 4.8, tacrolimus at 5.1, which is therapeutic, normal B12 folic acid, August ferritin and iron saturations more or less remains the same. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, atypical hemolytic uremic syndrome. Next number, renal transplant from cousin, 2003. Next number, CKD, stage 4. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressant. Next number, therapeutic level of tacro. Next number, lymphopenia, thrombocytopenia, anemia, macrocytosis. Patient on hold for cell set. Next number, metastatic breast cancer, refusing medications, willing to talk to new oncology in Midland, no major pain issues. Next number, blood pressure at home, appears to be fairly well controlled. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. I will recommend iron by mouth or intravenous. She would like University of Michigan, Dr. Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, to be in charge of this. We relay the information. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient. She will keep me posted of new medications as she is in University of Michigan. If she wants to follow up, I think 1 year is appropriate. End of dictation.